What's up, Pats fans? It's time for Totally Patriots.
We got a big show headed your way. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats are back from the bye week and ready to head down south for some Monday night football. But first, defensive captain Devin McCourty takes the lead in Pats chat.
I just take it as a good role and try to be a leader on the team by example.
And Dante Hightower tackles Tilted.
I'm not going to say you won't find me dressed up in like a Darth Vader or a Luke Skywalker.
We're on to you, Dante. Plus, Professor Fritz is back in the lab.
If you smell what the Fritz is cooking!
He's laying out what it takes to be a lineman in the NFL. Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Devin McCourty has made quite an impression in his four seasons with the Pats. 15 interceptions, not a bad look for the defensive back. Jackie Britton's going to switch it up on him now, though, take him off the gridiron and put him in the hot seat in Pats chat.
Thanks, Shauna. I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm joined by high school students from Foxborough High School, and they're going to help me give a very warm welcome to Devin McCourty. Come on in here, Devin.
Hello, hello.
Have a seat in the big comfy couch. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, good. Well, glad to have you. Now, you just came off a bye week. How was it? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I got to go to Nashville, Tennessee, visit my twin brother. I actually got to see my little niece take her first step, so awesome. Cool experience.
Well, now you mentioned your brother. You guys, does it get pretty competitive even inside the household as football players?
Yeah, probably the most competitive thing is either one-on-one basketball or video games. When we're doing those two things, we hate each other.
Well, last year you played against your brother, Jason. How in the world does your mother handle that?
She tried to say that she was even, but I think she knew we were going to win, so she tried to root for him a little more just to make him feel better.
All right, well, let's go back to the bye week a little bit. How good is that for the team? What does it really do for you guys?
Oh, it was really good for this point in the season. You know, we have played a lot of football, and just to get a little break, we were able to see some things we wanted to work on, some things we felt we need to get better going forward in the season, and it's always good to get a nice little break, rest your body, and get ready to go for the end of the season.
Well, during the bye week, do you think at all about football? Do you watch it? Do you play fantasy football, or do you try to kind of get as far away from it as you can?
I'm not going to lie. You get away from it. Just for a couple of days, everyone probably Sunday sits and watch some games on the couch, but you know, leading into that, you're not thinking really anything. You're just resting and trying to get your body back.
Well, all of these guys, and we all watch the games on Sunday, but can you tell us what it's like at halftime inside the locker room, what the messages are like, what you guys were going through at that point?
Surprisingly, it's really calm. You know, there's been games we've been up a lot, games that's close, games we've been down, and, you know, everyone comes in and you just want to relax for a quick second. And then it's a little hectic as far as, you know, you got the offensive side, they're drawing things, they're going over things, the defensive side is going over things. Coaches are grabbing individual players. But, you know, right before we go out, it's always Coach Belichick telling us 30 more minutes of football, do what we got to do and we can win the game. And, you know, then you take the field.
You're kind of a leader in the locker room. What's it like just being a captain again?
Oh, it's huge, you know, just to know your teammates trusting you to get them going, to keep them calm. Anything that they need, they expect it to come from you. So I just take it as a good role and try to be a leader on the team by example, showing guys what to do, what not to do, and being there, and hopefully they can count on me in big-time moments.
All right, well, that's enough from me. And when we come back, these guys are going to ask you some questions, and we'll have that to look forward to right after this.
Professor Fritz has had a little extra time on his hands this week with the Pats being on the bye, which means he's probably got something a little extra nutty for us in how they do that. Don't worry, Fritz, the Pats are back.
How They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey, guys. You think of the lineman on the line of scrimmage, it's quite similar to a wrestling match between the offender and the defender. If you smell what the Fritz is cooking, they're battling one-on-one. Now, during a passing play, the offensive lineman's job is to protect the QB. And the defensive lineman is doing whatever he can to get him on the ground to get to the QB. To avoid the dreaded sack, the success of the offensive lineman starts with a good foundation. A strong position will anchor a lineman to the ground and make it more difficult for them to be moved. Ankles and calf muscles, hamstrings and quadriceps, hip flexors, glutes, all work together to give the lineman a sturdy standing. Abdominal and back muscles need to be sturdy, otherwise their torso will get thrown around. The lumbar muscles, which are the lower back muscles, are crucial for linemen because of their positioning. Let's look at the basic three-point stance position linemen take at the line of scrimmage. Their bodies are positioned in a way that every single muscle is activated. They need a sturdy core and lower back to keep their bodies upright and in the air instead of on the ground. You know, guys, you need a strong foundation for everything in life, even math, like algebra. Oh, boy. I mean, if you have a foundation of math, they throw in letters. 2x plus 4 equals 8? Solve for x? Excuse me? I mean, if you don't have a foundation of math, that's impossible. By the way, the answer's 2. The chest and upper body needs to be strong as well because their opponent is trying to move them. Therefore, a lineman needs to be able to push back, and push back hard for that matter. Think about a house. Okay, that's enough thinking. A house requires a strong foundation, but it doesn't just stop there. They need strong walls and a sturdy roof to hold it all together. A house with weak walls could easily be knocked down in a hurricane or by a tornado, or even my grandmother, who's really weak. Or if the foundation is weak, a flood and other natural disasters will weaken and even damage the foundation. Same with linemen. Without a strong foundation and siding, he'll be hitting the turf faster than the Hulk can rip his shirt off. So as you can see, the more solid a lineman, the better. I mean, these guys are thick. Even their necks are thick. If they were giraffes, they'd fall over. It's good to have a strong foundation in everything in life. It'll keep you from getting sacked. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, the South is known for their good old Southern cooking. But Dante Hightower puts a whole new twist on comfort food.
You know, me and my cousins, we used to make like mud pies and stuff.
And we go inside Football Man, the legend of Ryan Mallett.
Kind of a big deal.
Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Hey, Pats fans, it's me again, Harold Nash, back in your living room, trying to help you be the best person that you can possibly be. So without further ado, let's get started. Today's exercise we're doing today is called box jumps. What box jumps do is they improve lower body power. What I want to do is get the extension through the ankle, the knee, and the hip. I don't want to choose a box that's so high where I can't get my hips high and I'm bending at the hip flexor and at the knee. So when you come, you address the box, get the triple extension, land soft. It's very joint friendly and it's low impact. You want to extend through the ankle, the knee, and the hip, and it creates that lower body explosion. This is a great way of getting totally fit. I do probably about three sets of five and improve with that as you go.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. We are inside the hall, and now it's time for the students of Foxborough High School to ask Devin some questions.
When did you first start playing football?
I first started playing probably when I was like 6 or 7, just in the backyard. But my first year organized, I was 10 years old. We went undefeated, and we won the championship. So that's why I stuck with it.
What's the most memorable point in your career?
I'd probably say that my second year in the AFC Championship game, when we realized we were going to the Super Bowl, that was like a dream come true. As a kid, you always grow up and you want to play in that game. And when the guy missed the field goal and we just sprinted down the field knowing we were going to the Super Bowl, that was a great moment.
Well, Devin, as a member of the defense, how does it feel knowing that you guys have forced a turnover in 36 straight games?
I had no idea that we had that record, but it's great. You know, we really work hard on that, talking about forcing turnovers, getting the ball back and trying to score on defense. So that's huge. When we can do that, we usually win games.
All right. Got a question right here.
Do you have any pre-game rituals?
I like to eat the same thing before every game. Usually it's 2 crab cakes or I'll have some fruit. But other than that, that's really the only thing that I feel like I have to do before every game.
Do you ever get homesick?
Luckily for me, I'm only 3 hours from here, so I always have family and friends come up, sometimes too much, so I wouldn't say I'm homesick. Sometimes I'm sick of them.
Throughout your entire football career, have you always played in the same position?
No. Actually, I started off at cornerback for about the first 2 seasons, and then last year I switched to safety, but still play some corner. So this year I've been really predominantly a safety. And so this year, my first year, was really the only year I played one position throughout the whole season.
Do you have a preference as to which one's your favorite?
Whichever one's helping us win games. I'm all for that.
Is there one, which one's more difficult?
To go back to corner is tougher, just because so much technique. You have to be, you know, on point with everything you do, step in the right way. To me, that's harder when you're out of it for a couple weeks and then you try to go back to it.
Who inspired you to play football?
Good question. My older brother was really into football. We really got into it because of him when we played the first year at 10 years old, because he kept saying, let me sign you up, let me sign you up, and we played, and now he's still like our biggest cheerleader going to the game, yelling and screaming the whole time.
It seems like the defensive backs, you guys are a really close group. Are you?
Yeah, we do a lot of things off the field. Even in the locker room, we're cracking jokes on each other all the time, making fun of a guy. So we're all like brothers. It's a big family for us.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
Yeah, basketball was my favorite sport growing up, so I used to always play that. That was really the only sport that I played that was on a team, but I used to play baseball in the back and all that. But basketball was like my first true love sports-wise.
What position did you play?
I was a guard, point guard or shooting guard.
How good were you at that?
I was pretty good. And then every team I was really on, it was always me and my brother in the backcourt. So we were pretty good.
All right, we'll try and get your brother's opinion on that. All right, guys, that will do it for Devin. Thank you for joining us. And thank you guys from Foxborough High School. That will do it from Inside the Hall. We'll see you next time.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Embrace your bold side with the new Subway Sriracha Chicken Melt. Our boldest flavor yet. Subway, be bold, eat fresh. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Movember stash stories continue with Football Man, the legend of Ryan Mallett.
Mustache looks great. I need my hair done. It's terrible.
Camera loves me.
Double J, I need a football! And a protein shake! And a towel. I love protein. Protein, protein, protein. Curls for the girls. Where's my helmet? I need a bigger helmet. My head's too big. Stupid too small helmet. Help!
Kind of a big deal.
People know me. Blue 42! What does that mean? Blue 42, what does that mean? Water! So good.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Dante Hightower wasn't always a linebacker. He actually got his start as a running back. The starting running back in high school actually quit, and it was time for Dante to step it up. In only 4 games, he ran for over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. Now that's impressive. Time for you to actually turn it up. Let's see what you got. Step it up right now in Tilted.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
I love video games. My favorite video game at the time is Defiance. I'm not going to say you won't find me dressed up in like a Darth Vader or a Luke Skywalker or something, but I'll make sure it's you wouldn't know it's me. What do you define as weird food?
Oh, man.
I mean, when I was little, you know, me and my cousins, we used to make like mud pies and stuff, and we used to eat them because I'm from the country. So, like, we'd, we would, like, put, like, spiders and worms and, you know, all kind of like different crazy, like fish eyes and stuff. I would not eat one of those now. I don't think that I have any hidden talents. I mean, what you see is what you get. Nah, I can't do that one. don't like spiders now. I don't do the snakes. If we're out in public, I mean, I'm not gonna try to make a big scene. Just, oh, he's a football player and he's scared of a spider. I mean, but I'm not gonna go over there. It's crazy. I'm afraid of heights. Yeah, okay, there's another one. I don't do heights. I don't like climbing ladders. I don't like going to the attic. I don't like doing none of that stuff. Yeah, I don't like, no. Forget about it. Flying's not as bad as like roller coasters, but I still don't look out the window. I'm still that scared of it. I shut the blinds and just put my headphones on and just try to act like I'm asleep so nobody sees.
Every year, each team in the league gets a shot at some Monday Night Football. This year, the Pats are taking on Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. I bet you didn't know, Cam Newton in his first season with the Panthers became the first rookie quarterback to throw for 400 yards in his NFL debut. Pretty impressive. Romeo's got some more info for us now to help us get ready for the big Monday Night matchup. It's time for Totally Facts.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
That's right, week 11, the big matchup. The Patriots are down in sunny North Carolina. At least it's a lot warmer than it is right here. What do our fans know about our Monday night opponents, Carolina Panthers? Let's find out right now. So Carolina Panthers, North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
South.
North.
Gotta say North Carolina.
North Carolina. Who's their quarterback?
Cam Newton.
Super Cam.
Cam Newton, he was drafted back in 2011 as the first overall pick. That's actually the first time the Panthers ever had a first pick in the draft with Cam.
Really? And he was from Auburn, too.
Even bonus points.
Yes.
You're a real goody two-shoes, aren't you? What year did we play them in the Super Bowl, and did we win?
2004.
2005?
2000.
The year's throwing me off.
7?
2003. Who won that bowl?
We did.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally Lane laws.
It's illegal to rollerblade on a state highway.
All right, but who would really do that?
I disagree with that completely.
You would like to go rollerblading on a state highway?
Yes.
It's illegal to use an elephant to plow cotton fields there.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did somebody try it?
It must have come up at some point in time.
That's an atrocity.
It's against the law there if you sing off key.
Happy birthday!
Man that I love!
Get the cuffs.
What can make me feel this way?
I'm just gonna walk away. You're done.
These are my people, mister. This is my town.
Straight to prison. Well, that's it for facts. So singing off key, a law in North Carolina. After hearing some of our fans here, thinking it should be a law right here.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy National Party with Your Bear Day!
So, Shauna, headed into week 11, coming off a bye week, what do you think they do on that bye week? Are they really resting?
Well, I hope they're just laying on the couch, resting and recovering. They have a big game coming up, Monday Night Football.
That's right, Monday Night Football. We're all going to be watching. Carolina Panthers, they're looking pretty strong, too.
They're looking really good. It's a national spotlight game. The Panthers are 6-3, so hopefully our boys are ready.
They are ready. Can't believe the season halfway done.
No, time flies.
More than halfway done. Let's leave you with some highlights from the first half of the season.
We'll see you next week.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Edelman has it. Throws to the near side. Picked up by Alfonso Dennard. Runs it to the left side, and he's drilled. The first hit by Ninkovich. The second by Mayo. Ball loose. Pass to the end zone. Steps up. Throws to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kenbrell Tompkins. Second of the afternoon for the New England rookie. A foot race to the 20, down the left side, 10, to the 5, diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Where's the beef?
Looks over the middle, floats it toward Roddy White. The ball is batted away by Aqib Talib. And the Patriots are going to win it in Atlanta. End hand off to Ridley. Straight up the gut. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Patriots. Pass to the near side. Picked off. A juggling interception. And this will be a pick six down the left sideline. And it's the rookie Logan Ryan on the run. To the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Patriots. Brady pumps under pressure. Hit as he releases. Deep to the end zone. Left side. Catch is made. Touchdown for Aaron Dobson. Off to Bolden, runs it left, runs it to the end zone, wrestled across the pylon, touchdown, Patriots! He fires down the middle, a wide open Amendola, touchdown, Patriots!
On a dime!
Drop throw for Gronkowski, makes the grab, across the goal line, tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown!